What's good, everybody? It's your boy Cafe. I'm back with another one. Let's get into it. So, Stars and Power have had this relationship that started out good but got rocky. And Stars made some changes that the fans didn't like, which caused a lot of things to happen, which caused people to leave. And now Stars is doing something again. They're making another move. But this move, I'm not shocked about this move because I see why they're doing it. And the move is that they're going to be shutting down. Well, I wouldn't say shut down. That Tariq spinoff, Power Book 2 Ghost, they're not going to be doing any more seasons of that. And this season coming up is going to be last season. And they're going to break that down into 20 episodes. Well, so the first 10 we're going to get, if I'm not mistaken, in June. And then the next 10 we're going to get is going to be sometime in September. And after that, that's going to be it. And the reason why is because Stars was saying that doing these seasons is costing them a lot of money and that they're trying to cut costs. So when you hear a company say that, hey, us doing these series is costing a lot of money and we're trying to cut costs, part of that what they're saying is that the numbers aren't there. That they're not seeing the numbers as far as profit, which is what they want to see. But why haven't they seen those numbers? And they haven't seen the numbers is because Stars put themselves in this situation. And if you go all the way back to when 50 Cent was saying that he was having problems with Stars, trying to certain things with the shows and make things happen to where they was giving him a lot of pushback. To where he left. And then we saw Courtney Kemp left. And then the thing with Amari, how Stars did him where they didn't want to pay him. So all these things has been happening to the point where you still have some fans who are dedicated, loyal fans to this universe. And you have some has just been like, yeah, I'm kind of like in the middle of it. And then you had another group just say, I'm not interested anymore. So what Stars is doing is that not only are they cutting costs, but they're only going to focus on things that they feel can be profitable and beneficial. And one of those ways that they're doing that is they're going to be doing Power Oregon Story. And the first project out of that is going to be a prequel about Ghost and Tommy. Now, this is exciting. This is like okay, cool. We're going to get a Ghost and Tommy prequel. But this is something that we should have got a long time ago. Let me say that again. This is something that we should have got a long time ago. And the only reason why Stars is doing this is because they seen the way that the shows have been going. And they're looking at the numbers and they're seeing that they're not pulling them in like that. Now, I know some of y'all may say I'm trying to be a hater. I'm just throwing shade and talking crazy. No, I'm not. This is just my opinion. Because I would say so far, out of all the spinoffs, the one that's really drawing attention and keeping people focused in the Power universe is Raising Kanan. And the reason why is that because the story, the writing, the acting is really good in that. The lady who plays Rock, Patina Miller, she's killing it. The boy who plays Kanan, everybody up in that jukebox, everybody up in there, they deliver and do such a great job to where people love that show. And when that show comes back, people are going to be focused in and want to see that. Especially after what happened this season. But that's a whole nother topic. Now, Tommy's spinoff is okay. It could be better. I mean, I watch it because it's entertaining, but I feel like it could be better. Now, with this Oregon story about Ghost and Tommy, pretty much what they're going to be doing is that they're going to be going back to when Ghost and Tommy was young, and then when they hooked up with Kanan, and, you know, how they became what they are. But as I said, this was something that should have been done a long time ago. Right after the Power show ended, they should have immediately did the Ghost and Tommy prequel, not Tariq spinoff. But, you know, we've seen this happen before with a lot of networks, which is you have people that come in that create a good show, put it together, it does its thing, is kicking ass in the ratings, people love it, they're watching it. And what happened? The studio comes in and wants to make these changes for whatever reason to the point where the show is no good. And we see that happen a lot, especially with African American shows, with black shows. You know, show gets put together, come out, does a hit, becomes a hit, people love it. Studio comes in, oh, well, you know, let's go this route, let's make these changes. Or they start giving the creators pushback on certain things to the point where it doesn't have that feel anymore. And the fans, we recognize that to the point where we tune out of it. So I feel that what Starz is doing is that they're doing this because they see the mistakes that they made by letting 50 go, letting Courtney go, and not doing right by Amari Hardwick. To now it's like, oh, let's try to do something now. Let's try to make it up to him now. But it's too late now. To me, that ship has sailed. Now, with Amari coming back playing Ghost, that's the question that people want to know. Because we know it's a prequel series, but is Amari going to come back? We don't know. I think at this point, I don't think Amari... Well, I would say this. I don't think that Amari will come back and play Ghost, because just seeing how they did him, Foss not wanting to pay him and all these things, and not only that, seeing where the franchise has gone to, he knows that. So I think that he's like, yeah, I'm not really interested in coming back and doing it. Because he said before, if they wanted him to come back and do something with Ghost, it has to make sense. Which means it has to make sense as far as the story. It has to make sense as far as the money, all that. Now, some people said that, hey, with the Ghost of Tommy prequel, that he should come back and narrate it like what 50 Cent does with Raising Kanan. That would be cool, too. But once again, we don't know, because Starz put themselves in this situation. So we just have to sit back and see what's going to happen. But y'all let me know how y'all feel about this. Starz canceling Tariq's show. We're going to be doing a Power Oregon story around Ghost and Tommy. Do you think this is a good idea? Or you don't really care anymore? Are you happy that they canceled Tariq? Let's have this conversation. Like, comment, subscribe. Stay tuned.